Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 9th of September. Circumcision in a Marriage. How is circumcision expressed in a marriage? That is, how does circumcision become the manner in which a husband and wife live together in their marriage and family? The covenant of circumcision is manifest in the one flesh union of a husband and wife as they live by offering and as they release each person of the family to their unique participation in the cross of Christ. Undoubtedly, this would have been Sarah's expression of faith toward Abraham and Isaac as she urged her husband and son to the offering that they were to make on Mount Moriah. Furthermore, in a married couple's daily life together with their family, the covenant of circumcision is extended beyond the parents toward each of their children through chastening. The regenerating effect of the cross ministers healing and chastening to each child. Importantly, however, as with Sarah and Zipporah, we see that this is a reality only when a mother, because of her faith concerning the covenant of circumcision, is freeing and commending their child to the chastening hand of their father. The covenant of circumcision is expressed by the father as he brings chastening to his child. Specifically, he believes that through discipline with prayer, the child can be healed of their genetic predispositions and will be released from the bondage of unclean spirits. From the account of Moses and Zipporah, we learn that the blood which Christ shed through the seven wounding events of his offering journey is the provision and multiplication of life for every person, every marriage, and every family. This illumination needs to be the confession of every husband and of every wife. When illuminated to this reality, a husband and wife accept that the blood of Christ's circumcision first comes between them in their marriage relationship, severing them from the demands of their former fallen romantic ways of relating with one another. The reference used in today's devotions is Genesis chapter 17, verse 13. For further study, Genesis chapter 22.